This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. 1 year after the nation was brought to a near standstill by the coronavirus, President Joe Biden is outlining his plan to make all adults vaccine eligible by May 1st and get the country closer to normal by the 4th of July. He's using his first primetime address since becoming president to offer Americans fresh hope and appeal anew for their help. The president is expected to announce moves to speed vaccinations, including directing that all states make all adults eligible for doses by May 1st. A senior White House official said Biden is planning to announce that he'll deploy 4,000 additional U.S. troops to support coronavirus vaccination efforts. The official says the president will also announce plans to double the number of pharmacies participating in the vaccination program, expand mobile operations to vaccinate people in communities that have been hard hit by the virus, and double the number of federally run mass vaccination centers. The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits remains high, but it is heading down, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment aid dropped by 42,000 last week to 712,000. While still high by historical standards, it is the lowest number of claims since early November, evidence that fewer employers are cutting jobs as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases drop, and other signs suggest the economy is improving. All told, 4.1 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and with federal programs factored in, more than 20 million people are currently collecting some form of jobless aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.